Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday right here at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word, and also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android to download our mobile app just for you. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor, Keith Ryder. Oh, he's not here. Lift him in prayer as he continues to recover. But I also get to introduce my forever bride, my wingless angel, and my co-host, Sister Lynn.
Oh, mahalo, Bula. Hey, today's Worship Wednesday.
All right, Worship Wednesday.
Worship Wednesday. Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends their Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FTC, Alava, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, Florence, and the Arizona Federal Prison, Central Federal Prison. Well, we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in, Pastor Bula.
You don't have to be locked up to be locked out. That's what you hear us say all the time here at Free Inside. And I want to thank you, wherever you are, for tuning in on this evening. Looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. And as we always say, it's like sitting around at home in the patio or the garage, just talking story about Jesus Christ in fellowship. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program right here on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and grateful for Salem Media.
We humbly send a shout out to Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona. For our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro, but God's thoughts are much, much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Byrd and First Lady Lucy Mahilona, for your vision to continue to reach the lost.
Amen.
If this program has touched you or you need a word of encouragement, please give me a call, 808-222-2822, and our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for our brothers and sisters on the inside, well, on the outside too, the snail mail. It's our P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
Amen. It's been a good, oh, yes.
It's sure been a good time, guys and girls.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey, it's Bula and Lynn time.
That's right. You guys stuck with us tonight.
Amen. Gonna be a long, yes, long time.
Gonna be a long time together. Almost 9 years, guys. And the best is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, that song says it all, Lynn. You know, it's about some liquid. It's about our golden oldies right there with C&K.
Amen.
And, you know, tonight we're going to be talking about something that's not talked about much in the pulpits anymore, if at all.
Amen.
But through our church, Life More Bundy Island Church, through our prophet, Pastor James Eric Williams, and through his man of God, Apostle Nate Holcomb.
Amen.
We are attending something called Sonship School of the Firstborn.
Hallelujah.
It's a year-long program. We meet every Monday night, and we are both learning leaps and bounds.
Amen.
We have the blessed opportunity tonight to be speaking about something that a lot of pastors kind of dance around, because it's not really a nice subject. It's a tough subject, and it's called the beauty of brokenness. Now, right there, when you hear that, Lynn, you don't think beauty of brokenness.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to learn that brokenness is a good thing.
And for some of you tonight, right where you're at, you're feeling broken. You're feeling busted. You're feeling disgusted.
But don't worry.
We're going to bring some hope to you. In fact, we got a great song. Nicole Sponberg, years ago, wrote a song, Resurrection. I want to dedicate to anyone sitting in their cell tonight.
Amen.
Just crank the volume up, and we're going to dedicate this song to you right now, Resurrection by Nicole Sponberg.
Amen.
You know, that song is such a powerful song, saints and ain'ts. Now let's go to the saints and ain'ts then. What's the difference?
The S.
And what does the S stand for?
salvation.
How easy is that, guys?
Amen. Saints and ain'ts.
The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Yes, but I have come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, whenever there's a might, saints, there's a might not. Whenever there's a have not. Whenever there's a do, there's a do not. That means there is a choice to be made. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
So when it says might, that means there's a choice to be made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We mentioned earlier that we wanted to just sit and park for a while in something that you hardly hear from the pulpit, but we're grateful that we've heard it from the pulpit. It explains so many things. It brings clarity. It brings direction. It brings focus to something that maybe many of us are not clear about. And we're talking about the beauty of brokenness. And our scripture tonight,
is Matthew 21:44, and it says, "And whosoever," that's Bula and I's most favorite word, "and whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to a powder."
Wow, you just got to sit there and think about that. That's not a verse you hear every day. And in the Jesus book, it says in verse 20, in chapter 21, make sure I have the right chapter, and verse 44, as Lynn so eloquently just had it, it says, "I the main stone, the guy who tripped and fall down on top this stone, the stone gone broke him in plenty small pieces."
Amen.
If this stone fall down on top one guy, the stone gonna make him just like dust.
Those are the whomsoever's that don't fall.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? I was just reading that, Lynn. It says, the guy who trip and fall down on top of this stone, the stone's gonna break him in plenty small pieces. So that means we might trip and we might stumble in life. But we've fallen upon the stone, and so we've broken into many small pieces. But it says, if this stone fall down on top of the guy,
oh, you crushed.
The stone gonna make them just like dust.
You crushed.
See, that's the beauty of brokenness. Now you say, Pastor Bula, Sister Lynn, I mean, that sounds just, what is the beauty in a brokenness? You're talking about two opposites. But you see, the reason it's become such a vanished subject in today's pulpits is because it's confrontational. But it's an important part because it's part of the integral component of holiness. And we learn that when we fall upon the stone and experience brokenness, our lives undergo a crushing that will grind us to powder. You know, a lot of times we have to, and Lynn, you know, we've ministered so many brothers and sisters that are incarcerated. It seems like it's when they get to the end of the rope, when they get so frustrated, and we hear them tell us, "I feel like I'm at the end of my rope." And what do we tell them? Tie a knot in it
and hang on.
You are at the verge of a breakthrough. When you've come to the point in your life when you feel that there is nothing more you can do, there's nothing you can do, there is nothing available for you to do, that's when we say you have exhausted the natural.
You know what I like about brokenness? And, you know, prior to becoming saved and a servant of the Lord, you know, when I think of brokenness, I would think of it as being a sad thing. But now I understand that brokenness is equal to holiness, meaning that brokenness can happen when we come to the point of allowing the Holy Ghost to cause our spirit and soul to come into alignment with God's will. That is when our will becomes with Him. And so when you have a body, your three parts, your body outside, soul in the middle, and your spirit.
That's the inner circle. Imagine three circles. Imagine they're looking like, what is that thing, Lynn? The guys with the bow and arrows that's called, what is it called?
The
archery.
Yes.
So remember archery? You've got
bullseye.
The bullseye. Okay, so the bullseye. Now everybody can understand the bullseye.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, I'm not talking darts. We're not going there. We're not going to that place. But we're going to be in archery.
Spirit.
So in the middle is your spirit. And around that next circle, I guess, I don't know, in the archery, that would be the yellow one. Might be the yellow. Remember, it's red, yellow, blue or something. Anyway,
yeah,
so the middle one, the red one.
Red is the spirit.
Okay, that's going to be the bingo. That's going to be the bullseye in the middle. That's the spirit. The one right around that is the soul.
Amen.
And then around that is the body. And you see that this displays the trinity of man. And it actually illustrates the process of brokenness. Because the center part, as you said, is the spirit of man, the heart of man. the spirit is who we really are. It's really our true essence, Lynn.
Yes, it is. You know, it's that brokenness which comes with the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, the Holy, you know, that feeling that when you're in the presence of the Lord, it is a form of brokenness, Bula. It is a form of brokenness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, man is made in the image and the likeness of God. We have to realize that. You see, but the soul, that's that next circle going around the spirit, because we said the spirit is the bullseye. The next one, the soul, is the outer man. It's the place where our mind, our emotions, and our will resides. The soul controls how we think, how we feel, and how we do things. Now, that's why you see in the diagram, you got to imagine, where is the soul? It's between the spirit and the...
In the spirit and the body.
That's right. He's right in the middle. He's the middle guy.
Amen. But the one thing that everybody has to understand is that, you know, we talk about our soul. I think in the pulpits, we don't talk so much about soul, Bula.
Well, you know, here's the bottom line. And we're just going to come out and say it. Many churches do not talk about sin. They don't talk about confession of sin. And they rarely talk about repentance of sin.
Hallelujah.
And you see, that's a challenge, because when you're not talking about sin, confession, and repentance, what transformation is allowed? Where is the Amen. Opportunity? You see, you cannot alter your past, but you can bring your past to the altar.
And you know, with the soul, it's not that our souls are always sinful, but what we need to do is, there's two things that influence our soul, and that's the Lord our God or Satan. I guess that's what you got to ask yourself the question and look in the mirror. Who controls your soul?
Well, you
God
know
that, or Satan?
That's the two sources that are going to influence your soul, is either God or Satan.
Amen.
You know, and it's like going back just a little bit. When we receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
yes,
the Holy Ghost comes to live in your spirit, which is in the puka, it's in the po, in the middle of, it's in the pico.
It's
in the
pico, in the middle.
And the Bible says we are quickened, not slackened. We are quickened and made alive to God. But until we're saved, until you've taken that step of salvation, your soul is only alive to do the things of the world. And that's what your soul is going to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember that by contrast, the soul is influenced by what two forces or sources? They are forces, and they're both sources, God and Satan. What's a great way to explain to them about the soul? Remember the story about the pajamas?
A better one would be, because sometimes your soul controls, because it controls your emotions. It also controls if you're going to be willing or you're going to submit to the Holy Spirit, which is the center of us. Bula, you got a wonderful definition about obedience.
It's about
and
obedience.
Willingness.
That's good. It's about, thank you so much, Lynn. It's about obedience and willingness. And this is the difference, guys. When you was growing up, maybe not you. I'm just going to talk about myself because I don't know how you were. You're probably perfect when you were growing up. I was far from perfect. But anyway, there might have been a time in my life I remember quite vividly where you hear that line after dinner, after you just stuff your face, go do the dishes. I don't like to do that. I like to watch TV. Go do the dishes. I don't want to do this. Go do the dishes. Finally, after the third one, when it's gotten a little bit louder than the first two times, you realize, okay, I got to go do the dishes. But you don't want to do the dishes. But you need to be obedient to what your parents told you to go do the dishes. So you go do the dishes.
Amen.
You don't put too much soap in the hot water. You know, you don't really scrub them too good. You don't rinse them too good. Now, in my mind, I figured if I didn't do it well enough, then they would get unhappy and say, okay, that's it. No need to do them. That was a backfire. I had to do it again. But you see, I was doing the dishes how I wanted to. Not really doing them, just doing them because they told me to do them. Was I being obedient? Well, yeah.
Pretty much.
Because I was doing what they told me.
Mm-hmm.
But was I willing?
Negative.
Absolutely not. The last thing I wanted to do was the dishes, but I was doing them because they told me for doing them. The difference is with willingness, you would make sure you get plenty soap, plenty hot water, plenty bubbles, scrub them real good, cross scrub. For you guys from the country, you know what cross scrub is, left, right, up, down, just like cutting grass for those houses in Kailua. And then after that, rinse them real good, and you put them in the dish dryer, and hold, the thing sparkle a little bit, and everybody happy. But you see, that was the difference. You did it obediently, but you did it willingly yeah. also.
Willingly is when mom says, go do the dishes, and you go, yes, mom, going right now.
I think I saw that on Leave It to Beaver.
Hey, you know, Bula, I was reading further in our book under the willingness of submission. Very, very similar. It says in our text, submission, the first act of brokenness, is the master key that unlocks every door in the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but those are golden words to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, I guess when you get to that submission part, we talk about that a lot at our church, Life More Abundantly Island Church,
Amen.
Under Pastor James Eric
it's
Williams.
It's not a bad thing.
He says we're going to sit.
We're going to submit.
And we
just won't quit.
Just won't quit. Absolutely.
Sit, submit, don't quit.
Now, you know, interesting enough, for many of you, you have kids. I knew you as a kid once, if you're still listening, because you're probably old like me. But you see, a lot of times it was that obedience part we had a challenge with. It's an obedience to authority.
Yes.
But we're talking right now about brokenness. You see, God's going to break you so God can make you.
Amen.
God doesn't come in to do a one-bedroom renovation. He goes ground up. He's going to flatten you to the ground. So when he builds that mansion in the likeness of his image, it's going to be beautiful. He's not just going to build a part of you. He wants to rebuild all of you. See, a lot of times we only want to give God the bad stuff that's going on in our life. But you know what? God wants the good stuff
Amen.
Too. He
Amen.
Wants us to celebrate in the resurrection. He wants to celebrate in the fact that he put his son on the cross for you. He wants us to celebrate in the fact that it's his son's blood that washed us clean. Hallelujah. He wants us to realize the price that was paid. Is your life worthy? Is the life you're living worthy of the price that was paid on that cross? I fall short every day.
Amen.
I fall short every day. People think I'm the biggest crybaby. I said, well, me and Nate Ty, he cry a lot too, but we cry. Because when you can just grasp a smidgen, a small bit of the grace that God had extolled upon us, because while we were yet sinners, he died for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know, brokenness, you know, I mean, there's a whole thing to brokenness, but the first act of brokenness is submission. And, you know, it's having that submission that you're yielding to somebody else and you're giving them the right to be our leader. And that means submission is voluntary. That means you want to do it. Like Bula said, are you willing to do it? You know, we don't have to submit and no one can force us to submit. But unless you submit, you will never experience the beauty of brokenness. Bula?
Well, it's the mere fact that we are commanded to submit that implies that despite being a Christian,
Amen.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, submission does not come automatically.
Amen.
It's something that we must learn,
it's
just
something
as
you give.
Jesus did.
Amen.
It's in Hebrews 5:8. The Bible says, Son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. We too have to learn how to submit. And it's in that process of learning to submit, we sometimes experience some suffering, but that's par for the course, because
Amen.
The soul wrestles with submitting and obeying. Because
Amen.
You know why? The soul doesn't want to do it.
Ooh, we got to watch that soul.
The soul doesn't want to do it.
Another word, flesh.
But here's the beauty of it. We keep submitting ourselves as we keep falling upon the stone. And whether
yes,
we like it or not,
fall upon the stone.
We will eventually begin to conform. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you see, the word submission, I mean, this is a great point. You can write this down if you want.
Freely yield.
It describes its own process, comprised of two words, sub, to go under or beneath, and mission, what God is doing or what he
Check
wants done.
Check it out.
Submission is getting under the mission Amen. And supporting what God is doing.
Amen,
therefore,
amen.
My friends, submission is not about compulsion or coercion, but willingness.
Willingness. Hallelujah.
In Isaiah 1:19, the Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land.
Oh, I want to eat the good of the land, Bula.
We all do. And being willing speaks of submission.
But all
a
you
willingness
have
to
do
comply.
Is submit, which is that first act of brokenness.
Well, you know where submission comes from.
The heart.
Comes right from the heart, exactly. You ever see somebody that's trying to act nice, but you know they're solid inside.
Mm.
They just look like they would suck on one lemon with lithium oil. You know what I mean? You know, Pastor Williams, he always talks about the bulldog baptizing lemon juice. Let me just flip the local side on that. When's the last time you suck on one lemon with Lihimoy? Your lips going juju already just thinking about that. But you know, small kid time, we cut the lemon in half. We throw the, especially the Hawaiian lemon, the thick skin bugger, look like he want elephant skin lemon. But you put the puka, you put the Lihimoy right in the middle. You suck that bugger, and all of a sudden your lips start going all 27 different kind ways.
Amen.
That's the same way when you're not willing, because you're doing it, but you don't want to do it. So it's hard because you're acting. But when you're willing, that makes all the difference. And the willingness comes from the heart.
Ebola, I think it's just sometimes we got to look in the mirror and we got to do a soul check.
That's right.
Who's leading us? God or Satan? Hallelujah.
You know, the whole thing about brokenness, and I'm talking to a lot of the brothers out there
the
right now.
The beauty of brokenness, Bula.
How can there be beauty in brokenness?
The beauty.
Because you see, when you realize that you're broken, you realize that you're vulnerable. When you realize that you're broken, you realize that you're not perfect. When you realize that you're broken, you realize that I don't got it all together. When you realize you're broken, you realize I need help.
And that is when the Lord can use you.
I'm telling you, the world might have gotten you right where you're at tonight, my brothers and sisters, but it's only the Word of God that's going to deliver you.
Amen.
There is a thin line between the Word and the world.
There sure is.
Look it up in the dictionary. If Mr. Daniel Webster can't understand, you should go to the Word first.
Amen.
He put it in the dictionary. Word comes before the world.
Amen.
It's alphabetical. We're just going to use a revelation of a difference right there.
W-O-R-D, W-O-R-L.
D, and that comes all the way from White Power. You know, we talked about the spirit of brokenness. We're going to be moving into prayer at this time.
Yes, Lord.
But there's beauty in being broken.
Beauty in brokenness.
Just think of this. I'll leave you with this nugget. If you ever broke your arm, they put him in one cast.
That's right.
They put him in a cast so you cannot move. Why?
That's right.
So that it would
heal.
And a lot of times, for you guys to get broken bones, that arm is more strong than the other arm when it comes out.
It comes back stronger.
If you're incarcerated right now.
Amen.
You are literally in a cast. You are restricted in movement.
Yes,
why? Because God's going to heal
He's
you.
He's going to heal you, and you're going to come back stronger.
Stronger than you were before. Mm-mm-mm. Man, that's going to nugget. Somebody's going to sleep with that tonight. Think of that. Think of your broken arm. She came back stronger.
Right.
I just want to close quickly in prayer this evening.
Father.
Heavenly Father, Lord
Heavenly
God.
Father.
In the name of Jesus the Christ, your Son.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for hearing our prayers, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for this program. We thank you
thank
for those
you
that
for
have
free
tuned
inside.
In. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, and your love,
mercy,
Father.
Your mercy and your grace.
And your unconditional love for us. Despite our foibles, our challenges, and our
mercy.
Mistakes, you continue to welcome us with open arms
thank
in unconditional
Jesus.
Love. Father, I pray right now for those that are out there that are wondering if they have a chance. Father, I pray that you touch them tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And let them know that they are a son and a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes, Father.
Their bloodline is from heaven above. And that they are their identity is in their divinity, Father
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, have them understand the spirit of brokenness.
Yes, Lord.
There is beauty
There's
in brokenness.
So much beauty.
Father, we thank you for the word that
thank
was shared
you,
this
Holy
evening.
Spirit.
Thank you for my beautiful bride to be alongside as we
yes,
partner
Lord.
Once again together to build the kingdom by
Hallelujah.
Sharing the good news of the gospel over the airwaves.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pray a blessing over our pastoral team. We pray
yes,
a blessing
Lord.
Over all those that have tuned in this evening.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, may the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ continue to go forward.
Go forward.
We give you all the glory.
All the glory.
We give you all the honor.
All the honor.
And we give you all the praise.
All the praise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, let everybody know that this program is for them. Give a shout out because you got to know by now you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, ahooey ho, we've got to go.
Ahooey ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.